okay, look, we've given you a lot of chances. 150 times you've masturbated. Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 317, Tipitaka, part 206. Cholavaga 3, part 2. In which we will continue reading Cholavaga 3 from the Vinaya Pitaka of the Tipitaka. If you would like to start with Cholavaga 1, you can click the playlist. And if you would like to start at the very beginning of the Vinaya Pitaka, the beginning of the Tipitaka series here on Buddhist Books Podcast, you can click this playlist. And so, without further ado, this one's about masturbation. Just up front, just to let you know, Cholavaga 3 Part 1 was about Udayan and all the different many ways that he, does the aforementioned act, which is illegal in Lord Buddha's order, but it's sort of a minor crime. In reading the rules for monks, it seemed like it was a bigger deal, where now it's just like, give him 5 days of probation. It's like, oh, all right. So it's sort of the equivalent of, like, if you're in high school and you don't get suspended, you just get maybe suspended. Is that the right word? Well, there isn't really an equivalent because you don't really go home from the Sangha. We won't try too hard to draw parallels to our modern. Sometimes I draw, like, there's the top tier, the big four rules: don't kill, don't have sex. So this is sort of a subset of don't have sex, but it's a very minor subset, apparently. But that doesn't stop them from making, hundreds of specific rules about every different possible combination of events that they try to find loopholes. So anyway, if you want to start with Cholavaga 3 Part 1, and then this is the continuation of that. We're kind of jumping right in the middle of the saga. Okay. This guy, Udayan, the venerable Udayan. He, having stayed under probation while he was deserving manatta, discipline, fell into an offense. In other words, he did it while he was being punished for doing it. Three dots, not concealed. In other words, not concealed meaning he told people immediately afterward. He was like, I just did it again. He announced to monks, quote, I, your reverences, it's translated into 1930s British, so what can you do? I, your reverences, fell into one offense, three dots, concealed for 5 days, so I asked the order, three dots, parentheses, equals three in Roman numeral three, Arabic numeral seven, Roman numeral one, end parentheses. Thank you, Polytext Society. That was sarcastic. They don't like to tell us what the ancient scripture says. They'd rather put parentheses and weird numbers. Now, while I was under probation, I fell into one offense, three dots, not concealed. So I asked the order for sending back to the beginning on account of one offense. So this is Udayan still talking. Three dots, not concealed. The order sent me back to the beginning on account of the one offense. Three dots, not concealed. Well, parentheses, I was under probation, end parentheses. Now I, having stayed under probation while I was deserving manatta, discipline, in parentheses, fell into one offense, three dots, not concealed. Now, what line of conduct is to be followed by me? End quote, they told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, well then, monks, let the order send the monk Udayan back to the beginning on account of the one offense, three dots, not concealed, while he was under probation. End quote. Quote, and thus, monks, should he be sent back. That monk Udayan, having approached the order, three dots, should speak thus to it, quote within quotes. I, honored sirs, fell into one offense, three dots, concealed for 5 days, three dots. Having stayed under probation while I was deserving manata, discipline, I fell into one offense, three dots, not concealed. So I, honored sirs, asked the order for sending back to the beginning on account of the one offense, three dots, not concealed. Having stayed under probation, and while I was deserving manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, end quote within quotes, and a second time it should be asked for, three dots, and a third time it should be asked for, three dots. Quote, or continuing, still in quotes, Lord Buddha explaining what should happen. The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk, saying, quote within quotes, honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk Udayin, three dots, asks for sending back to the beginning on account of the one offense, three dots, not concealed, while he was deserving manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, having stayed under probation. If it seems right to the order may send the monk Udayin back to the beginning, three dots, having stayed under probation. This is the motion. Honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk Udayin asks, three dots. The order is sending the monk Udayin back to the beginning, three dots. If the sending back to the beginning for the monk Udayin on account of three dots is pleasing to the venerable ones, they should be silent. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. And a second time I speak forth this matter, three dots, and a third time I speak forth this matter, three dots. The monk Udayin is sent back to the beginning by the order. The sending back to the beginning, three dots, is pleasing to the order, therefore it is silent. Thus do I understand this. End quote within quotes. End quotes. He, having stayed under probation, announced to monks, quote, I, your reverences, fell into one offense, three dots, concealed for 5 days, three dots, parentheses, as in Roman numeral 3, Arabic numeral 4, Roman numeral 1, and parentheses. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, well then, monks, let the order inflict manata, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, for 6 nights, on the monk Udayin on account of these offenses, three dots, parentheses, as in Roman numeral 3, 4, 2, 3. Fair enough. I mean, there's a lot of very similar situations coming up with almost identical explanations. So I can see why they do this. They being the Polytech Society, and this being the three dotsing and the parentheses-ing and the, okay, see this number. Okay. Three dots, thus do I understand this, end quote, within quotes, end quotes. While he was undergoing manata, parentheses, discipline, he fell into one offense, three dots, not concealed. He announced to monks, quotes, I, your reverences, fell into one offense, three dots, concealed for 5 days, three dots, as in 381. I haven't told you, I'm not reading the numbers as I go, so these numbers don't help you, but there they are. Three dots, end quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, well then, monks, let the order, having sent the monk Udayin back to the beginning on account of the one offense, three dots, while he was undergoing manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, not concealed, inflict manata, discipline. One thing I notice is there's never like a point where someone commits a small crime, or for lack of a better word, enough times that finally they say, okay, look, we've given you a lot of chances. 150 times you've masturbated and then been punished and then did it again while you were being punished, so we're gonna have to let you go. No, Udayin never gets kicked out. Udayin tried to have sex, but failed, so he didn't get kicked out. If he had succeeded, he would have been kicked out. He murdered, but crows, so he didn't get kicked out, because if you murder a human, you get kicked out. Right? Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. Yeah, it's just an interesting thing to observe. Because in my experience with cults, there comes a point, usually, depends. If you're a Nepo baby, like I was, then maybe not. But what's the point? Never mind. No point. I'll just keep reading. Yes. Should be sent back to the beginning, and thus monks should manata discipline for 6 nights be inflicted. Manata discipline for 6 nights is inflicted by the order on the monk Udayin for the one offense, 3 dots. It is pleasing to the order, therefore it is silent, thus do I understand this. End quote within quotes. End quotes. He, having performed manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, and, well, he deserved rehabilitation, fell into one offense, 3 dots, not concealed. He announced to monks, 3 dots, they told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, well then, monks, let the order, having sent the monk Udayin back to the beginning on account of the one offense, 3 dots, when he had performed manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, and while he deserved rehabilitation, inflict manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, on him for 6 nights, and thus, monks, should he be sent back to the beginning. 3 dots. And thus, monks, should manata, discipline, for 6 nights be inflicted. 3 dots. End quote within quotes. 3 dots. Thus do I understand this. End quote within quotes. End quote. Wow. So those 3 dots included an open quote within quote, because there was an end quote. It was a 3 dots, end quote within quotes, 3 dots, end quote within quotes. Don't put quotes in 3 dots, Polytech Society. Okay, sorry. End quote. He, having performed manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, announced to monks, quote, I, your reverences, fell into one offense, 3 dots, concealed for 5 days, means he didn't tell anyone. He's like, oh, I gotta tell you, 5 days ago I did this thing, as opposed to just walking out of his hut and saying, I just did it again. He's done both. He does every possible combination of this particular act. 3 dots, as in 3, 2, 1. I have now performed manata discipline. Now what line of conduct should be followed by me? End quotes. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, well then, monks, let the order rehabilitate the monk Udayin. And thus, monks, should he be rehabilitated, that monk Udayin, having approached the order, 3 dots, should speak thus to it. Quote within quotes. I, honored sirs, fell into one offense, 3 dots, concealed for 5 days. So I asked the order for probation for 5 days on account of the one offense, 3 dots, concealed for 5 days. Therefore, the order granted me probation for 5 days on account of the one offense, 3 dots, concealed for 5 days. While I was doing probation, I fell into one offense, 3 dots, not concealed. So I asked the order for sending back to the beginning on account of the one offense, 3 dots, while I was doing probation, not concealed. The order sent me back to the beginning, 3 dots. But then I, having stayed under probation, and while I deserved manata, discipline, fell into one offense, 3 dots, not concealed. So I asked the order for sending back to the beginning, 3 dots. The order sent me back to the beginning, 3 dots, not concealed. So I asked the order for manata, discipline, for 6 nights on account of the 3 offenses. Because of this, the order inflicted manata, discipline, for 6 nights on me on account of the 3 offenses. But while I was undergoing manata, discipline, I fell into one offense, 3 dots. Not concealed, so I asked the order for sending back to the beginning, 3 dots. Thus the order sent me back to the beginning, 3 dots. So I asked the order for manata discipline for 6 nights on account of the one offense, 3 dots. While I was undergoing manata discipline, not concealed, the order inflicted manata discipline for 6 nights on me. When I had performed manata discipline, and while I deserved rehabilitation, I fell into one offense, 3 dots. Not concealed. So I asked the order for sending back to the beginning on account of the one offense, 3 dots. While I deserved rehabilitation, not concealed. Thus the order sent me back to the beginning, 3 dots. And I asked the order for manata discipline for 6 nights on account of the one offense, 3 dots. Well, I deserved rehabilitation, not concealed. And the penalties don't increase. It's not like, this is the fourth liquor store you've robbed in the past 2 years, young man, so we're going to make you go to jail for 10 years this time. No, it's the same every time. The only thing that's higher is when he does it while he's in the middle of being punished for having done it. And then he gets sent back to the beginning. So he gets sent back to the beginning, and then he does it again and gets sent back to the beginning again. You know, so it's just the same thing. It's like clockwork. Like, oh, you did this, the penalty is this. All right. You did it again. All right, the penalty is this again. Oh, you did that while you were being punished. Ah, that's a little more. Oh, and that's the 10th time that you've done it while being punished for doing it. Okay. All right. You know, maybe we should get this guy some medication. Maybe some of that. No. Anyway, continuing. I'm not sure where I left off, but it doesn't really matter all that much. I'll just jump in the middle of this paragraph. Well, I deserved rehabilitation, not concealed. Thus, the order sent me back to the beginning, three dots. And I asked the order for Minata discipline for 6 nights on account of the one offense, three dots. While I deserved rehabilitation, not concealed, because of this, the order inflicted Minata discipline for 6 nights on me, three dots. So I, honored sirs, having performed Minata discipline, asked the order for rehabilitation again. He didn't say again. I added that. And quote within quotes, and a second time it should be asked for. All of that. You're going to make him say all of that 2 and 3 times. And a third time it should be asked for. All right. Three dots. The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk saying, quote within quotes, honored sirs, three dots. So this is all the same as it was before, as in 12.2, says the Polytech Society. Thank you, Polytech. Three dots. Having performed Minata, discipline, asks the order for rehabilitation. If it seems right to the order, three dots. And a third time I speak forth this matter, two dots. The monk Udayin is rehabilitated by the order. It is pleasing to the order, three dots. Thus do I understand this. The three dots in that case was therefore it is silent. You're overusing the three dots, Miss Horner. I'm watching you. End quote, end quotes. Now at that time, the venerable Udayin, we're not finished with, fell into one offense. Three dots. Concealed for half a month. He was like, I did it again 2 weeks ago. Three dots, as in three, instead of concealed for 1 day, probation for 1 day, read concealed for half a month. Probation for half a month. Okay, now we get a little bit of clarification. If you remember last time, the Polytech Society was neglecting to clarify if the probation matched the... So the amount of time you go without confessing, that's the amount of time that you're on probation before your 6 days of Minata. What's Minata like? They haven't said. I've read four and a half of these books, not quite a half. I've read 4 1/5 of these books on discipline, and they haven't explained what Minata is, but they've talked about it a lot. I suppose I could go on Google, but that kind of defeats the purpose of my project, which is to go as close as I can to the source texts, which in this case is the Polytech Society translation of the original Poly. Probation, we have an idea what that is. The monks aren't allowed to... No, that's suspension. Well, anyway. Doesn't matter. Okay, now at that time, yeah, he did it again. Thus do I understand this. Okay, so that's all in parentheses. Yeah. While he was under probation, he fell into one offense. Oh, well, if you put him under probation for half a month, he's definitely going to do it while he's under probation. Three dots, concealed for 5 days. Ah. He announced to monks, quotes, I, your reverences, fell into one offense. Three dots, and in those three dots are, I admitted semen intentionally. And so at this point, Miss Horner is just like opted out of ever writing those words again. She's, what can you do? Concealed for half a month. So I asked the order for probation for half a month on account of the one offense, three dots, concealed for half a month. Because of this, the order granted me probation for half a month. Then while I was under probation, I fell into one offense, three dots, concealed for 5 days. Now what line of conduct should be followed by me? End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, well then, monks, Let the order, having sent the monk Udayan back to the beginning on account of the one offense, three dots concealed for 5 days, grant him probation concurrent with the former offense. And thus, monks, should he be sent back to the beginning, three dots, that's the same as when he was sent back to the beginning last time, but instead of 5 days, say half a month. In parentheses, three dots, quote within quotes, three dots, thus do I understand this, end quote within quotes, end quote. Oh no, don't ignore the end quote. It's just, it's a mistake, actually. There should be no end quote there because it continues. The quotes continue. Lord Buddha is still talking. That was a mistake, Miss Horner. Proofread better next time. No, I tease, but very grateful. And thus, monks, should probation concurrent with the former offense be granted, that monk Udayin, having approached the order, three dots, should speak thus to it. Quote within quotes, I, honored sirs, asked the order for sending back to the beginning, three dots, stuff in parentheses, and parentheses, three dots. Therefore, the order sent me back to the beginning on account of the one offense, three dots. While I was under probation for half a month, concealed for 5 days, so I, honored sirs, asked the order for concurrent probation with the former offense, three dots, while I was under probation for half a month, concealed for 5 days. End quote within quotes. And a second time, three dots. And a third time, it should be asked for. The order should be informed, three dots. Quote within quotes, three dots. And a third time, I speak forth this matter, concurrent with the former offense, is granted by the order to the monk Udayan on account of the one offense. Congratulations, Udayan. No, they don't say that. Congratulations. I added that part. Three dots. While he was under probation for half a month, concealed for 5 days. It is pleasing. Three dots. Thus do I understand this. End quote within quotes. End quote within quotes again. You're supposed to do end quotes when you're doing end quotes, Miss Horner. Pushed the wrong button on the typewriter. Nobody caught it, and they published it anyway. He, having stayed under probation while deserving manatta, discipline, fell into one offense. Oh, of course he did. Three dots, concealed for 5 days, three dots. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, well then, monks, let the order, having sent the monk Udayan back to the beginning on account of the one offense, three dots, concealed for 5 days, grant him probation concurrent with the former offense, and thus, monks, should he be sent back to the beginning, three dots. That when I was a senior in high school, there was a point where we were allowed to leave campus, but if we got in trouble for something, one of the penalties, one of the punishments was to have our privileges revoked. And so there would be this security guy who drove around in a black SUV and he'd try to spot students who were off campus, and then, you know, they'd get in trouble, and then if they'd had their privileges suspended for like a week, then it'd get suspended for a month, and then if they got caught again, then they'd be suspended, you know, it'd be revoked again for 3 months or whatever. They weren't allowed to go on the senior lawn or the senior patio or whatever. And so, of course, I had my privileges revoked. And so what I would do is I'd go talk to the dean of students, the head of the disciplining of the students, and I'd go sit in her office and eat the candy from the little jar on the desk, and she'd be like, are you still going to leave campus? You got to stop leaving campus. And I'm like, oh no, I know. Oh yeah, gosh, I've seen the error of my ways. This is some good candy. And she's like, could you stop eating the candy? Okay. And she'd say, all right, so what did you come in here for? And I'm like, oh, I just like talking to you. I missed you, you know, so I just, you know, that. And she'd be like, get out of my office. And I'd be like, all right. And so I'd walk out, and instead of turning right to go back to campus, I'd turn left to go to the faculty driveway. And then I'd walk down the driveway, turn left, and just go to the end of the street, turn left, hide behind a bush, and then my friend would come pick me up, and then I'd spend an hour or two. You know, I mean, when you have no classes, like if you're in a study hall or a free period or whatever, then anyway. Or occasionally I'd come back and go, is today Tuesday? Oh, I thought I had a free period today. Oh, I'm so sorry. How can I make it up? Can I take the test after school? I was a bad kid. Anyway, just for that year, mostly. I'll just keep reading. Where were we? It all kind of looks the same, doesn't it? He, having stayed under probation, announced to monks 3 dots, as in 3, 4, reading concealed for 5 days instead of concealed for 1 day. 4 dots. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, "Well then, monks, let the order inflict Manatta discipline for 6 nights on the monk Udayin on account of the 3 offenses. And thus, monks, should it be inflicted, that monk Udayin, having approached the order 3 dots, quote in quotes 3 dots, and a third time I speak forth this matter 3 dots, Manatta discipline is inflicted by the order for 6 nights on the monk Udayin on account of the 3 offenses. It is pleasing 3 dots. Thus do I understand this." End quote, within quotes, end quote. Now, honestly, I think that Udayin might be the name given to monks that get in trouble for masturbating. I doubt he was the only person masturbating in the original Sangha. I mean, maybe he was. Maybe everything was so serious and he was just the one that was just too far gone, you know, but I don't know. Anyway. While he was undergoing Manatta discipline, he fell into 1 offense, concealed for 5 days. He announced to monks, quote, "I, your reverences, fell into 1 offense, 3 dots, concealed for 1/2 month, and, I mean, 3 dots, end quote, within quotes, and, parentheses, and he told all that had happened from 13 onwards." Okay. Oh, right, yeah, okay, now they're like, yeah, it's a long list at this point. He's like, okay, first, like, if the judge or whatever, the police arresting officer asks you, "Have you ever had any priors?" "Yes." "What are they?" "Okay, have you got some time?" You know, like, first I did it, and then I got in trouble, and then I did it again, and then I was in trouble again, and then I was in trouble for being in trouble for being in trouble, and I did it again, so I was in trouble for that, and so I was on 4 levels of probation deep in my Manatta, and I don't know what that means, Your Honor. Okay. While he was undergoing Manatta, he fell into 1 offense concealed for, yes. They told this matter the Lord. He said, quote, "Well then, monks, let the order, having sent the monk Udayin back to the beginning on account of the 1 offense, 3 dots, concealed for 5 days." See, it's like very rule by law. It's like Lord Buddha, and he's a very chill guy, presumably. I mean, sometimes he gets upset. But, yeah, he's never like, you know what, enough is enough with this guy. I'm tired of hearing about Udayin. Yeah. Okay, concealed for 5 days, having granted him probation concurrent with the former offense, inflict Manatta, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, on him for 6 nights, and thus, monks, should he be sent back to the beginning. 3 dots. And thus, monks, should probation concurrent with the former offense be granted. 3 dots. And thus, monks, should Manatta for 6 nights be inflicted. 3 dots. Manatta discipline for 6 nights is inflicted by the order on the monk Udayin on account of the 1 offense, 3 dots. While he was undergoing Manatta discipline, concealed for 5 days, it is pleasing, 3 dots. Thus do I understand this, end quote, within quotes, end quotes. He, having performed Manatta, so it's a thing you perform. Do you think they'll ever tell us what it is? While he deserved rehabilitation, fell into 1 offense, 3 dots, concealed for 5 days. He announced to monks, quotes, quote within quotes, I, quote within quotes, it's not a quote within quotes, they're getting a little, all right, I mean, it's, they used the apostrophe, but it should have been a quote. I, your reverences, fell into 1 offense, concealed for 1/2 month, 3 dots. He repeats all of it again, up till and including the last time thing, 3 dots. When I had performed Manatta discipline, and while I deserved rehabilitation, I fell into 1 offense, 3 dots, concealed for 5 days. Now, what line of conduct should be followed by me? And, quote, they told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, "Well then, monks, let the order, having sent the monk Udayin back to the beginning on account of the 1 offense, 3 dots, concealed for 5 days, having granted him probation concurrent with the former offense, inflict Manatta discipline for him for 6 nights on him, 3 dots, as in before, 3 dots. Thus do I understand this." That's the informed, competent monk. You know, right? End quote, within quotes, end quote. He, having performed Manatta discipline, announced to monks, quote, "I, your reverences, fell into 1 offense, 3 dots, concealed for 1/2 month, 3 dots. And this is, yeah, it's all the stuff. He says all the stuff again. I'm not skipping it. Polytech Society is skipping it. It's parentheses, as from 13 onwards, and parentheses, and we're at 50 or something. No, we're at in the middle of 19. It's not clear. I have now performed Manata discipline. Now, what line of conduct is to be followed by me? End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, well, then, monks, let the order rehabilitate the monk Udayan, and thus, monks, should he be rehabilitated. That monk Udayan, having approached the order, three dots, should speak thus to it. Quote within quotes, I, honored sirs, fell into one offense, three dots, concealed for half a month, so I, three dots. But I, honored sirs, having performed Manata discipline, asked the order for rehabilitation, three dots. Ask now, he's asking again. And quote within quotes, and a second time, three dots, and a third time it should be asked for. The order should be informed, three dots, by an experienced, competent monk. Quote within quotes, three dots. And a third time I speak forth this matter, three dots. The monk Udayan is rehabilitated by the order. Congratulations, Udayan. It is pleasing, three dots. Thus do I understand this, end quote within quotes, end quote. Concluded. Are the proceedings connected with intentional emission? Well, that seems like a good place to stop. I think they're announcing it. We're done talking about this. we're done. It's on to another subject. Now I'm just vaguely curious. Okay. Cholavaga 3 goes on a bit more, so. It's not like we're going to end up with one page of Cholavaga 3 next time. There's still other subjects, apparently, in Cholavaga 3. It's just the first big chunk of Cholavaga 3 is about Udayan and the intentional emissions, plural. Good name for a band. If you're looking for a band name, Udayan, the Venerable Udayan and the Intentional Emissions. You can have that one for free. Just give me credit. Okay. Well, you know, here we are. We did it again. And we've accomplished our goal, which was to read a bit so that we can slowly chug our way through this book and through this book and eventually arrive at the teachings of Lord Buddha in the original Sangha. But for now, we're learning the rules. Isn't it fun? Maybe in a sort of a transcendental definition of fun. I need to tap into my transcendental something. All right. I'll go ahead and do the usual closing. I hope you had fun, and I hope you come back next time for Cholavaga 3, Part 3. Oh, next time is actually going to be Shobogenzo, we made it. So you remember it was 317. So next time it's going to be 318, which ends with an 8. And see how the 8 has the little guy, the little Dogen with the green book. It's this green book. Shobogenzo Volume 1. When we finish Volume 1, we'll do Volume 2. Just had a power cut. That's fun. And since I decided to go back to using this tube light, actually the tube light burned out and we got a new one because my wife uses it too for, she has a channel. Oh, no, she'll be embarrassed. Okay, go ahead and subscribe to her channel if you want to. All right, I will go ahead and do the usual closing in the dark, relative darkness. There's still sunlight and above headlights. Actually, the only thing, this will be interesting because the only thing that just turned off was the tube light. So this is what this show used to look like before the tube light came back. So in other words, in the previous episode and before. It's a little higher than the old tube light too, so it's not reflecting as much on my glasses, I don't think. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.